Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones. And today we're here with another episode, and I don't know why it seemed like it's been so long since we've talked, since we've chatted, but we're back today. And if this is your first time with the Speak Your Success Podcast, I want you to understand here the goal is to empower, to engage, and to ultimately equip you with tangible soft skills for success. So you can take this information, you can apply it into your life, and then ultimately you can see the fruit of your labor. I hope you had a great week because we're back. And now I have another topic that I really was inspired by off YouTube. Because this past week, we've been rocking with YouTube heavy. We've been growing our YouTube channel, and we actually made it to 200 YouTube subscribers this week. So everybody give it up for that real quick. Right? Anyway, school has kicked off. And now the school zones are now also back in session. I don't know how you feel about traffic, but if you're not a big fan, well, now your self-discipline is going to grow this week. Your patience is now going to grow with the weeks to come. And ultimately, now we are here to help you with all of that. So friends, today I want to go ahead and kick things off. But the first thing we're going to do, like we always do, we always kick each episode off, well, each Friday episode with the review of the week. And the Apple review of the week, plain and simply put, is just a listener who's been rocking with us, and we wanted to shout them out just to make sure that you know that you're very much appreciated. You know that you have added value to the Speak Your Success Podcast by leaving a helpful review and ultimately giving us a push that will help us move to the top of the charts so that ultimately we can add value to the world. So this view goes to, well, this shout out really goes to I Am Claire Mia. And the review goes as follows. Peer-to-peer learning at its finest. Constantly encouraged by this young man, his tenacity to learn, and his willingness to share his knowledge along the way. While most people are competing with each other, Jonathan is using his platform to uplift, inspire, reach out, and grab the hands of those looking to head in the same direction. Listen in, folks. This is a better use of time than scrolling through Instagram and Facebook. Claire, Mia, we appreciate you taking the time to leave a helpful review on the Speak Your Success Podcast. And ultimately, we would challenge you as well. If you're out there, you're in podcast land, take a moment and listen to the Speak Your Success Podcast. But stop and leave a helpful review. And by you doing this, now other people can chime in. By you doing this, now you help us move up to the charts. You allow us to expand the message and ultimately add value to the world that you live in. So thank you. We appreciate that. And now we're going to go ahead and move into today's subject matter. We're talking about 4D, helping us millennials make quality decisions. That's right. It's just 4Ds to help us make the best decision possible. So I want to just start off by saying there comes a point in our life where each and every one of us is forced to make a decision. And now by using this process of 4Ds, now this is going to help you make the best decision. And this is going to help you ultimately make a quality decision. Because the first D, plain and simply, because we here at the Speak Your Success Podcast, we love to give application. The goal is to give application so you can be bettered. The goal is to give application so that you can grow. And so that lastly, you can help others do the same thing. The first D is just do it. And do it, plain and simply, means is suck it up and make time to complete the task or to knock it out. It reminds me of when I was in college and we would always start off the semester. They would always tell us to read. They would give us everything that was going to be due for that particular class the first week of class. They would say, I'm only going to take 3 papers. And you can do them at the beginning of the class or the semester, or you can do them towards the end or throughout the semester. Either way, I only need you to do 3 papers, and that's how your grade will be determined. And silly old little John John would wait until it was about close to the end of the semester, and then I would begin to write my first paper. Back then, I didn't have this information. Back then, I did not have this content, and I did not know that doing it was the best way to attack my papers at that time. So do it is just the first answer, because there's so many times in our life and there's so much that we have the opportunity to just knock out and do, but sometimes we just don't. So now I would just allow you or charge you today to think about that. Sometime something hits you immediately. Boom. Man, these dishes need to get washed. Go ahead and knock them out. Man, the lawn needs to get cut. It's hot outside. Go ahead and just knock it out. Because then you'll have more time to yourself. You have more time to relax. You have more time to kick back. All right. The second D, when it comes to making a quality decision, a lot of individuals who rock with us, some are entrepreneurial. Some might have, you know, that 40-hour a week work week job. Might have that 9-to-5, and some might have individuals under them. But if you don't just have the opportunity to do it, or if you don't want to do it, you might have the privilege of delegating it. This is an advantage everybody doesn't have access, or everybody isn't privy to. But I would encourage you to delegate task one if you get an assignment or a task where somebody is better at it than you. My dad always says to me, son, I want to make sure you're doing your superpower. Because I work with my dad in his business where we help authors become published and turn their best-selling books into a business. And he always delegates things like video editing. He delegates things like social media management to me because he knows that I'm more versed around that area than him. So he's like, John, do this for me. Hey, John, handle this for me. So delegating it is the second D. We're going to keep on moving. We don't want to waste too much time today. And the third D. So we got do it. We got delegate it. The third D is delay it. Womp, womp, womp. Plain and simply put, there are some things that don't require your attention immediately. Sometimes I should have put a fourth D. Fourth D should have been distraction. That should have been the one we marked out. However, delay it, because there's some things that aren't that pressing at the moment. And in order to really look at this, I would suggest that at the beginning of the day, the beginning of the week, the beginning of the month, however you lay out your to-do items, I would say list the least pressing matters towards the bottom of the list. And the ones that, you know, need to get done at the top, put those at the top, because you don't want to delay those. For instance, if we're talking about, you know, having an invoice, you just did some work for a client. You just consulted with a client. You just did whatever with a client. An invoice would not be something that you want to delay. That would probably be one of the first ones you want to rattle off. You want to make sure you get that taken care of, because we're talking about money, and money pays your bills. And ultimately, this is the opportunity for you to get paid so you can put that back into your business and handle your other expenses. But something delayed, you know, this could be something like making copies that you need 2 weeks later. This could be working on a potential project, but you know you're skilled in this area. That could be something that you could delay. Or like my coach says, keep the main thing the main thing. I would suggest that you handle that like that and then address those other matters accordingly. And the last item today, we're talking about ditching it. So we did the do it, we delegated it, we delayed it, and now we're talking about ditching it. There's some things on our list, and there's some items that we have that, you know what, they need to go. My pastor Mahari, a couple weeks ago talked about the idea of pruning areas in your life that aren't benefiting you, that aren't helping you, that aren't molding you, that aren't growing you. And pruning is cutting those things out of your life. And I say ditch it because there's some items, for instance, like maybe attending multiple friends' parties when we know we have a paper due. Maybe attending multiple events when we know that we have so much else to get accomplished and so much else to get done. But at the same time, we don't think that it is pivotal for us to be at home doing that work. So now we're just hanging out, hitting up a bar for an extended period of time. some things like this, which we could be utilizing the time so much more wisely. However, we're just maxing and relaxing. There's some things that we need to ditch. We need to let go. We need to release, because we would allow ourselves to have more time to accomplish more tasks. And man, some of us need that time to build our dream, because some individuals, some individuals have a 40-hour week job, and then when they come home, you know, they get on some additional work for their business or their side hustle, whatever you want to call it. So I would encourage you today, just take a moment and to approach tasks a little bit differently. Ask yourself, do I need to do this right now? Can I delegate this? Is this not worth my time? Can I have somebody else handle this for me, or can I outsource this particular job? Maybe this is something that needs to be delayed. So we're going to delay this, and I'm going to table this discussion. I'm going to come back to it a little bit later. Or lastly, does this need to be ditched? Friends, really quickly, we want to remind you that if you are listening live, we would encourage you to use the hashtag SYSP so that we can know who you are. We can know where you are, and we can shout you out, because we always appreciate you all rocking, and we would love the opportunity to connect with you. So use the hashtag SYSP or mention me on Twitter at Jonathan J Speaks, and I would love the opportunity to further connect with you and be able to put a name with a face. All right. Cool. Leo. Now we're going to go ahead and transition down to the What Are You Listening To segment this week. This week, we actually utilized the song as well as a podcast that we were listening to. And the first song in the What Are You Listening To segment is by a gentleman who I've watched literally blow up. And I'm talking about is a result of hard work and persistence and ultimately consistency. His name is Toby Nwigwe. The name of his song is entitled Tabernacle. And Toby Nwigwe is an artist under Eric Thomas's label, a.k.a. E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. And if you have not heard of E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, or if you have not heard of Toby Nwigwe, I would encourage you to look up his song Tabernacle. We're going to leave that down in the show notes for you. Also, the What Are You Listening To podcast this week is Millennial Love with my good Dallas friends and fellow podcasters. We have Miss Cara D, we have Miss Meesh, and we also have Mr. Justin. And this is episode 78, If Tommy Decided to Look for a Job. And Millennial Love, you know, they're dope because the topics that they have, they're funny, they're relevant, but they also seek to help you. They have like a word of the week. They also have a self-care moment that they address on the podcast. But then they give you some tips that you can take and that you can use in a job interview. So if you have not heard that episode, I would suggest that you check it out. Great value added through that and through them. And now we're going to transition to my favorite segment of the week. Can somebody cue the trumpets, please? Now we've got the winner circle of the week. Friends, in the winner circle of the week is where we highlight an individual who is out here, who is really focusing, who is really grinding, and who has their foot on the gas, right? And this week, we want to recognize an individual who I know personally, and she's pretty dope. Well, as the winner circles typically, I typically do know personally, but this young lady is an individual who is not new to the Dallas scene. Well, actually, she's been traveling like crazy. I've seen her hit Dallas. I've seen her hit California. I've seen her hit New York, and she's out here, man, making it happen. I had a conversation with her a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, and we sat down and I was asking, I was like, where do you see your business going? Like, what do you see yourself doing in like a year or so? And then she began to say she wanted to do a storefront and a few other items. And then it's crazy because after sitting down with her, I began to continue to follow her on Instagram, Twitter, and stuff like that. And now I've seen her literally will those things into existence. And I'm sitting back and I began to think like, man, this is crazy because she said that all of these things were going to happen. And now I'm watching them manifest before my eyes. And as we're talking about, you know, the four D's, she's an individual who gets out here and does it. And this individual is none other than Channing Beumer, a.k.a. Chan Lo. So can we give it up for her really quick? Can we give it up one more time for Miss Chan Lo? Just a little bit about Chanlo. She kicked things off, I don't know how long ago it was, but we met back in the Dallas music scene when she was doing Chanlo.com. She was playing all the newest artists. She was introducing them into the music scene of Dallas and ultimately, you know, just into the culture. But now she's transitioned to where she is the chief of Sneaker Chick at CNK Daily. And that's Chicks and Kicks Daily. And having that conversation when I sat down with her, she began to explain to me what Chicks and Kicks was all about. It's about empowering women who don't necessarily, who aren't viewed in the media or who aren't viewed all these different places for, you know, having their clothes being taken off and things like that. However, but this is more so a platform to empower women, to build them up. A platform where she spotlights and highlights different individuals. I seen on the site that there's an opportunity where she was spotlighting a young lady who was a professional golfer and just showing women different ways that they can be successful in life. And I'm like, wow. You know, there's so many powerful women that cross her platform because there's so many women out here who are getting it, who are getting after it. And even in 2015, I collabed with Chanlo, and this was when I was doing my Push with the No Complain campaign. And through the Push with No Complain campaign, I was asking people to share their testimonies. And then they were ultimately being pushed out through Instagram, pushed out through my website and different areas like that. So if you have not had the opportunity to connect with Chanlo, I would suggest that you go to cnkdaily.com. We're going to have that down in the show notes. But also, we found and pulled her testimony from 2015 when she was rocking with the No Complain campaign. I would encourage you to check out that article as well, because a testimony is not anything to play with. But however, a testimony is something that could encourage you. A testimony is something that can help drive you and help motivate you and help give you that push that you need to get to that next level sometimes. Because we find ourselves in a dark area, in a dark space, because we feel that we're the only individual who's going through this. We've never, ever had to deal with something so heavy. But then when we hear somebody else's testimony or we read somebody else's testimony, we're able to connect with them on a real level because we're seeing that we're not the only one that thinks that we're the only one. So I would encourage you to check out her testimony. We're going to have that in the show notes as well. But also, she is one half of It's Bean and Cream. And you can find them on Instagram. We're going to have their information down in the show notes as well. With another dope young lady who is Fit by Brit. And we'll have her name in the show notes as well. All that information we're going to have down in the show notes about Chanlo and about CNK Daily, just so you know what you need to know about her. And you can get more information and get connected with her. She has an e-store. She has great articles. The content is amazing. And if you're a fan of sneakers at all, Chanlo probably would be a young lady that I know that has more sneakers than any woman that I know. And that's no joke, no game. One time I asked her, I said, Chan, how many shoes you think you have? She couldn't even give me a number, y'all. That's all I'm gonna say. Anyway, one more time, can we recognize the winner circle of the week, Miss Channing Bumer, aka Chanlo? And as you know, we prepare for the week and we love giving you inspiration. We love giving you a push. Now I want to give you this quote of the week as we prepare to wrap things up. And this quote of the week comes from Mr. Carl Phillips of the Speak. I almost said Speak Your Success podcast. From the Secrets of Success podcast. This is with Eric Thomas, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, and C.J. Quinney. And these individuals were also an individual who played a part in motivating me to start this podcast initially. And the quote of the week goes like this: everything is coming back in style except respect and hard work. So today I want to ask you, are you one of the individuals who is helping everything else come back in style except respect and hard work? Because that's one thing you can't cut corners on. That's one thing you can't take a shortcut on. At the end of the day, if you put in the work, if you put in the labor, if you put in the blood, sweat, and the tears, you will see some form of result. If you plant a seed, If you plant a banana seed, my goodness, if you plant an apple seed and you put it in fertilizer, you put it in soil, you add fertilizer, you add water, then more than likely you're going to get an apple tree. But if you don't ever put down a seed in the ground, how can you expect to will or manifest something in your life? We're going to go back and tap into the winner's circle of the week. Chan Lo planted seeds. Chan Lo has been out in these streets. And when I say that, I'm talking about when I seen her on the music scene, she was at all the events. She was talking to all the people. She was doing A1 interviews. And now things have shifted for her because now she's at the events with sneakers. She's connecting with different people. I can't even imagine how many emails Chan Lo has sent, but she has planted seeds and she has fertilized seeds and she has watered them. And now she is harvesting those items. So, friend, I want to challenge you this week. Are you bringing back hard work? Are you making it sexy again? Are you making respect sexy again? Because you can't cheat the grind. The grind knows what you do. You cannot cheat the grind, my friends. So I would encourage you this week to take a moment and ask yourself, am I utilizing the 4 D's to grow my life first and foremost? But after that, now we have to stop making excuses. It's time out for making excuses. We got to suck it up and say, I'm going to do this today. Or maybe I need to delegate this because I don't actually have time for this. I'd rather pay somebody else to handle this for me. Or maybe you say, you know what? No. I need to delay this. Yeah, let me go ahead and delay this. Or lastly, I need to ditch it. Because friends, these are 4 D's that I want to share with you today to help you be successful today. So now I would like to give a special shout out to Everyday Greatness, because he was the individual who inspired me for this particular topic. He's on YouTube and he has definitely amazing content. But friends, without further ado, now we want to go ahead and just leave you with this. I just want to tell you once again, if you want to connect with me further or looking to book me for a speaking engagement, visit or send an email to info@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. And also, friends, check us out on Apple. Check us out on Android. We have now released a Speak Your Success podcast app to where you don't even have to go into the podcast store, but you can go into your Android market or you can go into the iTunes store and you can download the Speak Your Success app. All right, friends, we're going to close it out like we always do every week. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?